From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in France, where she is calling on Russia to honor a French-mediated ceasefire with the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. She is then going to Georgia to show her support for the embattled leader there. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
A State Department spokesman said there have been confusing reports from the ground in Georgia, and he echoed Rice's call on Russia to halt all military operations and let U.S. aid flow in. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said much of the world is now looking at Russia through different lenses.
If Russia does not step back from its aggressive posture and actions in Georgia, the U.S.-Russian relationship could be adversely affected for years to come.
Gates said he sees no need to use U.S. military force, however, saying his mission is a humanitarian one to bring in relief supplies and help Georgia recover. He said so far U.S. military experts have found the main port of Poti intact and key supply roads open. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Aviation Administration is accusing Fort Worth-based American Airlines of safety and drug testing violations. The FAA says American returned two aircraft into service after pilots reported safety problems. The government says two of the airline's MD-83 jets were flown 58 times in violation of federal safety regulations. The government also cited the nation's largest airline for deficiencies in its drug and alcohol testing programs. The FAA says it is seeking more than $7 million in penalties against American. Major concession to a former Democratic presidential hopeful, Hillary Clinton. It's now been confirmed Clinton's name will be placed in nomination along with that of nominee-in-waiting Barack Obama at the Democratic National Convention in Denver. The move, while largely symbolic, is expected to help unite the party that was fractured by a divisive primary. Morgan Stanley and J.P. Morgan Chase have become the latest big banks to say they'll buy back auction-rate securities from their customers. Regulators say the banks misled customers about the risky securities. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo said the banks sold auction-rate securities to individual investors, charities, and small businesses, even though the market for these products had dried up.
These are people who believed they were buying a short-term security. It was a cash equivalent, just like cash. And for 6 months, they've been locked in this nightmare where they can't get their money back.
Auction-rate securities are debt products with interest rates that reset regularly. Cuomo's office said J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley had agreed to buy back about $7 billion worth of securities between them. They agreed to the settlement without admitting any wrongdoing. Citigroup and UBS have already agreed to similar settlements. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 82 points today to end the session at 11,615. The NASDAQ gained 25 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 7 points today. This is NPR. Police in Iraq say at least 18 people are dead and dozens of others were wounded after a female suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near a group of Shiite pilgrims. The blast south of Baghdad today was the deadliest in what authorities say has been a series of attacks aimed at travelers heading to the holy city of Karbala for a major religious festival. A witness says the woman blew herself up near a group that was resting by the side of the road. In a rare order, a federal appeals court in New York will reconsider the case of Canadian rendition victim Mayor Orar. Orar is an engineer who says he was tortured after being mistaken for a terrorist. His lawsuit was dismissed 2 months ago, NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Arar, who was born in Syria, was detained in 2002 while returning to Canada after a vacation. Federal authorities say he was wrongly identified as a member of Al-Qaeda. The Canadian government agreed to pay him $10 million for passing bad information to U.S. authorities. The U.S. sent Arar to Syria, and he has claimed in interviews and in a lawsuit that he was tortured there. The lawsuit was filed by the Center for Constitutional Rights in 2004. A three-judge panel dismissed the lawsuit in June, saying allowing it to proceed would harm national security and interfere with U.S. foreign relations. But now lawyers have been notified that the full Second Circuit Court of Appeals, about a dozen judges, will rehear the case. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Another sign the downturn in the U.S. housing market may have further to go. The National Association of Realtors says house prices fell in more than three-quarters of U.S. cities during the second 3 months of this year. Nationally, the median price of a single-family home was $206,500, a more than 7.5% decline from the same period a year ago. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.